With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today's a day by which former President Trump must cough up nearly $500 million for a bond in his New York civil fraud case. The staggering, unprecedented size of the bond has even some Trump critics questioning the fairness of it all, the concept of equal justice under the law. If he doesn't pay the bond, New York's Attorney General Letitia James could start seizing Trump assets, business properties, and homes. Mr. Trump says it's part of a desperate attempt to ruin his chances for re-election, although numerous polls indicate the former president's popularity may actually rise with each legal assault launched against him. The U.S. Supreme Court slated to hear arguments tomorrow in a case that seeks to limit access to a widely used abortion pill.
Mifepristone was approved 24 years ago by the Food and Drug Administration, but the group Alliance Defending Freedom says it can cause harm to patients and shouldn't be easily available.
Women come into these emergency rooms suffering from abortion drug complications.
Attorney Erin Hawley says her clients are mostly doctors.
Have a sincere conscious objection to facilitating abortion.
The FDA says there are very few complications with mifepristone, and seven former commissioners filed papers saying they gave very careful consideration to the drug's approval. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, looking as if they had been beaten and otherwise tortured, four suspects in the Moscow terror attack have appeared in a Russian court, one of them in a wheelchair. The bloody assault on the concert venue was the deadliest such attack on Russian soil in two decades, leaving more than 130 people dead, many more injured. Ukraine and the U.S. deny Vladimir Putin's claim that Ukraine had a hand in the attack. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 88 points. This is SRN News. France considers curbing transgenderism.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice has signed a bill that will allow public school teachers to discuss creationism in science class. The measure was proposed by lawmaker Amy Grady, a former public school teacher, who says her fellow educators often feel constrained to answer students' questions about the origin of life strictly by referencing the theory of evolution. Grady says the legislation is designed to encourage students to think and to ask questions. This is SRN News. Poland deals with spillover from the war next door.
During a news conference in Krakow, Poland's defense minister, Władysław Kosiniak-Kamysz, said a Russian cruise missile meant for towns in western Ukraine violated Polish airspace. He added that the Russian missile would have been shot down had there been any indication that it was heading towards a target in Poland. He said the missile penetrated Polish airspace between about 0.6 to 1.2 miles. The incident happened during Russia's third big missile attack on Ukraine over 4 days and the second to target the capital Kyiv. The governor of Ukraine's Lviv region said that critical infrastructure was hit, but he didn't specify what was precisely struck. No deaths or injuries were reported. I'm Karen Chavas.
Space weather forecasters issuing a geomagnetic storm watch through today. A plasma burst from a solar flare could disrupt radio communications. SRNnews.com.